I'm Brandon Bartnick, and this is the Future of Mobility Podcast.
The Future of Mobility Podcast is focused on the pursuit of safe, sustainable, effective, and accessible transportation of goods and people. Given the critical nature of the world's climate and energy needs, these topics have never been more important, and they're certainly important to me. So, this podcast is a weekly interview series in which I learn from and put the spotlight on the people helping to develop and implement the technology required to move us forward. Who am I? As mentioned, my name is Brandon Bartnick, and I'm an engineer who realized that making a positive impact is the most important thing to me, both through this podcast and my career in the industry. If you're passionate about any of the topics I cover here, please feel free to reach out on LinkedIn or Twitter. I'd love to connect. Also, if you hear anything you like, please consider sharing the Future Mobility with a friend or colleague. This podcast is brought to you by Edison Manufacturing and Engineering. Technology innovation is great, but it doesn't mean anything if we can't bring our impactful products to life, which means we have to build them. And unfortunately, that's easier said than done, especially for startups and evolving companies that need a reliable option for low-volume builds. That's where we come in. Edison is your turnkey manufacturing partner, specializing in build and assembly of highly complex products in annual volumes of 10 to tens of thousands, utilizing an agile and capital-light approach. If you need a trusted manufacturing partner, then please visit us at edison-mfg.com or feel free to reach out to me directly at brandon.bartnick@edison-mfg.com or by visiting my LinkedIn page, Brandon Bartnick. Now to this week's episode. Today's guest is BJ Burtwell, who is the founder and executive producer of Electrify Expo, which is North America's largest outdoor electric vehicle festival, showcasing the latest technology and products in electrification, including both startups and legacy EVs, electric motorcycles, bikes, scooters, skateboards, boats, surfboards, and more. Different flavor this week. So we're not talking about the development of new technology. We're not even talking directly about the implementation of that technology. But I think this is a critical topic. And BJ has, we talk about this, he has different reasons for coming at this, which not necessarily coming from my perspective, which is safer, more sustainable transportation, and that's fine. I think the important part here is if we are going to create a safer, more sustainable transportation ecosystem, we need to deploy products at scale. And you can ask questions and should ask questions about are electric vehicles actually more sustainable in a bunch of different applications? Worth having that discussion. But the answer is yes, in a lot of situations, not all situations, but in a lot of situations, it does make sense. And they are not deployed at the scale that it should be if we're trying to optimize for sustainability. So the work here, and we talk about what actually is being done here, it's a critical piece of the adoption of electrified vehicle options and how we're going to get this past the early adopters and to the masses and deploy technology at scale to make the impact that we're trying to make. So I'll leave it there for now. We cover a lot of ground in the interview. Please enjoy this conversation with BJ Burtwell. Today I'm joined by BJ Burtwell. BJ, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Brandon. Looking forward to talking to you.
Likewise. Yeah, looking forward to this conversation and that, this is a different flavor of conversation that I have, right? So I cover in Future Mobility, I cover the transition to safer and more sustainable modes of transportation. Often talking to people developing the technology, whether it's at a component or system level or at the OEMs or whatever. But one of the core things that I've actually learned through this podcast is implementation and adoption of the technology is critical if we're actually anyone's going to make the change they're trying to make with technology. And I think you guys are really interesting on the back half of that, of like how can we help with the right adoption and implementation of more sustainable transportation solutions. So with that said, would you mind kind of setting the stage and introducing a bit, BJ, about who you are and what you're doing?
I am the CEO and founder of Electrify Expo, Electrify News, and Electrify Productions. I would say the industry is most familiar with Electrify Expo, which is North America's largest electric vehicle festival. So what we did is we take about 1 million square feet of space and go around the country and bring in the world's leading brands to allow consumers to experience all types of electric transportation, from electric cars and trucks to scooters, bikes, skateboards, in some cases watercraft, and certainly the the ancillary brands and categories around e-mobility. And we bring them all in to a festival environment and allow consumers to experience it, because what we're seeing on our end is this transition from the e-curious consumer being what used to be this kind of tech savvy, more kind of eco-conscious consumer coming in to experience our festivals, to now today being a general mainstream American who's trying to figure this whole EV thing out. And so things are really changing, and it's been a really interesting transition to see people experience these cars on a different level from where we started in 2021, from where we are today, wrapping up our year in 2023.
Yeah, that's an interesting, I mean, it boxes with the trends that I've seen, right? Of like, yeah, we're at a different part of the adoption curve now, and the way in which we need to be talking to consumers and the people who are trying to adopt these vehicles are different than before. And
it's exactly what's happened, though. Like, it's a really key point, because it's a key point not only for us as a brand that's growing rapidly to change and evolve our festival into an environment where people who know nothing about electric cars are coming, to where we were a couple years ago when it was really more of an early adopter festival. And one of the big reasons why this is important is because it really impacts the auto manufacturers and the micromobility manufacturers that are at our festival, because it's an entirely new consumer. It's like, in many cases, and this is a generalization, but in many cases, we've almost burned through the early adopters, and those people have made up their mind. They know what they want. They're driving electric. They've already went electric. To now, we're at a totally new time frame, and people are walking into the festival knowing that this is the present and the future of the industry, but not knowing anything about it, and then operating off of news and information and facts that are 3-4 years old in some cases. And in our industry, a 3 or 4 year old fact feels like decades old. So this, the industry is evolving and technology is changing so quickly, and products are, they're so innovative. So it's definitely a big shift and a big change. And it's been great to see this new blood of a consumer come into the festival and experience, because it's a smiles for miles type scenario. So I'm looking forward to kind of sharing with you some of the stories and a little bit of my background too, of how I got into the EV space, because I wasn't an early adopter. I was actually a skeptic.
Yeah. No, I mean, so real quick, I'm an engineer, mechanical engineer by training. I've been working in and around the electrification space. So now in manufacturing, previously an engineering services company doing component and system and vehicle level development and stuff. And worked on electric vehicles for some time before actually driving one. And finally got an opportunity. First, it was a Tesla Model 3 and then Porsche Taycan Turbo S when it came out. And the Tesla Model 3 in itself was ground. Like, I was, well, this is, it's cool to see, like, this is a different driving experience than my conventional vehicle. And then the Porsche is just a completely different world. And that, like, legitimately, I gave myself a headache for like 45 minutes, and I barely even tapped the gas pedal because I didn't have my head braced against the heads. But it's interesting, though. Like, I don't think that there's a lot of people even working in this industry who haven't driven and seen what it's like to have an electric vehicle in the real world. And it's such a game changer once you actually can. And I mean, a quick test drive, I think, is a great place to start, but then actually seeing how it incorporates into your life is really important, I think.
Yeah. I mean, the growth of the industry isn't going to come from early adopters and people who want to have, a more carbon neutral footprint. You know, it's really going to come from the general consumer realizing that this is a common sense approach to transportation. And, you know, there's all different e-curiosity levels of people who come to the event. Some are haters, some are skeptics, and some don't have an opinion. They're just there to learn. And I think the great thing about Electrify Expo is that we can take anybody with any mindset coming in and pretty much flip them by the time that they walk out of there. And that is only going to be done through an experience with the product. It's not going to be done by seeing a print ad or watching a TV ad or even listening to a podcast. It's going to come from an experience. And so we really felt like as a company, the best way to drive EV adoption would be by producing this mass festival. And that's exactly what's happening. Like, when we leave a market, and we go to, in 2024, we'll be in 8 markets, but we go to the top markets in the country that are showing the hottest data for EV registrations and EV handraiser. And when we leave that market, there is an uptick in EV sales, whether that be for electric cars and trucks or for bikes and scooters. So we know that this show is having an impact. And if the whole idea is to drive people towards electric cars and electric vehicles and micromobility, then Electrify Expo is a very important ingredient in that whole EV adoption mix. It's not the only one. But I think that, you know, when you're getting somebody down the purchase funnel, you know, if you look at the purchase funnel and you look at the top and the bottom, people come at to Expo from all points of that funnel. But all of them, when they leave the Expo, they're near the bottom of the funnel. Like, they've gotten their questions answered. They've gotten the experience they want to experience. They know what they want to buy. So it's becoming a pretty powerful mechanism for brands. And I think that explains why we have so many manufacturers participate. I mean, we just from an automotive side, we have more auto manufacturers participate in our show than most of the major auto shows in the U.S. And, you know, I mean, Tesla, for example, they were at all of our shows this year. You know, they don't go anywhere. So there's something to our shows that is definitely driving volume and driving sales and pushing the needle where it needs to go. And so, yeah, we've definitely kind of hit the heartbeat, I think, of the consumer and what they want out of an experience. Have you been to an expo yet?
No, unfortunately, I haven't. I do have it on my radar, though. I'd like to hopefully sometime in 2024.
We need to get you to one, because the whole experience is very unlike. It's, you know, it's really the antithesis to an auto show. And, you know, my background is in producing large live events, concerts, festivals, motorsports series. So, you know, although Electrify Expo is only 3 years old, we've, as a company, have been producing large live events for quite some time. And so when we looked at this space and we saw it as an important industry, we started to look around the industry and notice that there really wasn't a lot out there for the consumer. Most of the shows that were out there were not produced at a level that was going to drive the corporate headquarters of a Toyota or a Kia, you know, or a BMW or even a Tesla to go and invest into an event like this. You know, they were primarily run by volunteers and people who are really passionate about the hobby and about the industry, which is great. But when it comes to really moving the industry along, you know, it does require a festival like this. So there was a great opportunity for us to kind of fill the vacuum, and the auto shows aren't filling it. It's almost impossible for the auto shows to fill it because, you know, you can't really produce a quality demo experience inside a convention center. I think anytime you put an experience that's supposed to be festive and fun and enlightening in the boxed wall of a convention center, you kind of suck the energy out of it. So the whole idea of Electrify Expo is this open air outdoor festival. The million square feet is designed around all these various demo courses, you know, everything from cars and trucks to kids stability bikes. So everything's there. There's a lot of movement, a lot of action, a lot of things to do, moving around. You know, then you have the music side of it. We have a full customization side of Electrify Expo called Show Off, which is, you know, a couple hundred thousand square feet just dedicated to people who are hopping up and tuning and customizing their EVs. So it's like somebody who's coming in to look at a Model 3, they're like, I don't know if I want a Model 3 because I see Model 3s everywhere where I live. But when they come through Show Off, they see a Model 3 bagged on 22s and it's like, oh, so I can get a Model 3, but then I can also customize it. And so there's this full automotive aftermarket that's just coming now, and it's allowing people to go ahead and customize cars, make them look cooler, make them go faster, just like the cars before. So there's all these things to do and all these experiences to have, and it's just creating kind of this sensory overload experience for consumers to really enjoy the industry and to flip people, you know, like,
yeah.
I said I was a skeptic, like I'm a car guy, right? So, you know, most car guys are for the most part, making another generalization, are probably anti-EV because the sound of a V8 or the sing of an inline four turbo is something that adds to the enthusiast experience of owning a car or going fast. But it's not until you actually step on the accelerator of an EV that like the aha moment happens for you as an enthusiast, and that light switch kind of flips on. And you're not going to be able to do that really in many places unless you go to the dealer, which people hate doing, to go take a test drive. So when you have a festival experience like this and you can come and you can slam that accelerator down on a Tesla model, on a Plaid, and go 0 to 60 in under 2 seconds, it's like, okay, well, now the enthusiast has suddenly flipped. So yeah. It's really fun to watch this happen, because there's no agenda here. Like, we're just here to provide amazing experiences on these incredible products and allow the products to go to work and do the work. And that's exactly what's happening.
Cool. Yeah. And you're the story you tell about the convention experience, right? So I was at, I think it was like the DC Auto Show early last year, I think it was. And yeah, they had Arkimoto fun utility vehicle driving around, which cool vehicle, past podcast guests a long time ago when they were starting up. And, but it was a guy driving in a figure eight in a dull environment where like you got the auto show feel around, and like there was just, yeah, the energy just didn't feel right. So like that's what I pictured when I first kind of heard of, you know, Electrify Expo and you guys doing demos. I assume, well, this is going to be really, really tame stuff. It's going to be closed course, at least close source, but like that's what I picture, kind of like the dull, really tame type stuff. Can you share a bit? You already touched on this a little bit, but can you share a bit more about like what do these demos look like, and how have you gone about designing an environment that checks the box of yes, actually providing some type of an emotional response while also being safe and responsible and all that?
It's all about the experience. Like a junky demo experience can actually have the adverse or a negative impact on the product. So, you try to produce an experience inside a convention center and the person walks away from that experience feeling underwhelmed. God, we've just taken a step back. That's going to be even harder to change a person's mind. Like it's very well known that it's much easier to create the perception that you want than to change somebody's perception or change somebody's mind. So the experiences at Expo, in fact, I'll sum it up with the event that we have coming up in Austin, taking place at Circuit of the Americas, which is a famed Formula One track. It's where Formula One races, NASCAR races there, IndyCar goes there. If you're not familiar with what we call COTA, Circuit of the Americas, it's really the premier racetrack in the USA. And this year, people will get to experience EVs on the Formula One track. I mean, there is no deeper emotional connection that you can get to a product than getting behind the wheel of an EV on the Formula One track. I mean, so you compare that experience to doing something like a figure eight or something like that in the convention center, and you start to kind of see how we are the antithesis of what's out there. And it's really important. I don't just talk about it because it shows differentiation. I talk about it because it's going to lead the consumer closest to the point of purchase and down that purchase funnel as quickly as possible. And that's what every manufacturer who comes to our show wants to achieve. Mm-hmm. So yes, we do demos there on the track. We also have regular street drives. So at all of our events, they can either be a closed course or a street drive for guests to have. So it's a really quality in-vehicle experience, whether that be a car or a truck. And then you have the other demo experiences for bikes, scooters, skateboards. So we have a bike zone where all the traditional kind of e-bikes get out there, and there's a really great opportunity for people to experience a really great lap on these e-bikes. And, you know, in some cases, you know, we'll have 50, 60, 70 e-bike manufacturers at the event. So somebody's walking into our festival and then all of a sudden they have this kind of plethora of brands to look at and to touch and to ride. But, you know, we carve out high speed bikes. So, you know, you have the class 1 and class 2 bikes, but then you have the high speed bikes that have their own separate course. And then you have, you know, dirt bikes and mountain bikes that have their own separate course, you know, and then you know, you'll have scooters and skateboards, which are really hot right now. And people are trying out and loving. So multiple experiences. I talked about our kids zones. I mean, we have kids electric go-karts, kids electric stability bikes. So basically, you know, any age, basically from, you know, 3 to 93 can come there and experience something that it kind of is within their wheelhouse.
And what do you think someone should, what should they be expecting for, like, why should they attend? What should they be expecting? What should they be hoping to take away from the event?
I mean, the way that we market it is we sell fun, you know, like everything there is electric, but this festival is just a fun factory. I mean, for the most part, you know, we're very strategic on how we spend our ad dollars. And so we're spending our ad dollars against, you know, a very hyper targeted audience, people that have shown a digital footprint for being interested or shopping EVs or micromobility. So we're getting a high quality audience here. These aren't looky-loos. So once we get the high quality audience there, we just want to provide basically a fun factory for them to go and figure out what it is they want to purchase. So, you know, that's really the ultimate objective is just to provide that fun environment, a safe environment, obviously, for people to experience these products and have their own aha moment.
And if you don't mind me asking, so how does the commercial model work for you guys then?
Our business model?
Yeah.
Our business model is driven through obviously exhibitor sales and exhibitor sponsorships. It's driven through ticket sales. There's other ways that we monetize the brand, but it's no different than say any other sort of convention or auto show for the most part. It's a business model that, you know, is working. Like I've been around events a long time, and I've produced you know, large motorsport series that, you know, the business model is tougher to make work. This has been a business model that has been a lot quicker to kind of come into motion, and that has allowed us to scale a lot faster. You know, like it was just 2 years ago basically we had our first event. And so 2 years ago we did 3 events. The next year we did 5, you know, this year we did 7. Like we're scaling pretty quickly. The business model is really working. The exhibitors are seeing really strong ROI out of it, which is keeping strong retention. So it's not like we're fumbling for exhibitors from, you know, year to year. Exhibitors are coming back. They're adding events. So it's working well. And it's allowed us to do things like launch Electrify News, to have our own studio here in Austin where we shoot reviews and, you know, for cars and bikes and scooters and all types of, you know, even episodic content that we have coming. So it's been a business model that's working well, and we see growing here quite rapidly.
Yeah, and so it's cool to hear. I appreciate the overview, and I have a question that I don't think I'm going to form very well, but it's a topic here that's been on my mind that I want to explore. So I mentioned at the beginning, but what I care about in this space, I'm not a car guy, I'm not a tech guy. EVs are like I enjoy the experience of driving EVs, but like I'm not the guy who's going to be the enthusiast. What I care about generally is safer, more sustainable transportation, as I mentioned. But I think one of the critical things, and the reason I'm excited to talk here and why I think what you guys are doing is so important, is if everyone was like me, EVs, any type of sustainable transportation is not going to have nearly the amount of impact that it can have. Like what you need to have is the people past the whatever you consider myself, but in the earlier in the scale, you need to have someone and several people who are looking at, no, like getting more electric zero tailpipe emission vehicles, electric vehicles on the road, generally a good thing if they're put in the right application, generally a very good thing from a sustainability perspective. And you don't do that by pounding sustainability, sustainability, sustainability. That works for a certain market, but to get to the masses, you need to do what you're doing here. So can you, I'm like I said, I don't know if I'm necessarily presenting that topic the right way, but I just want to highlight like why I think our two objectives are closely aligned, even though it might not seem like it on the surface.
Yeah, it almost seems like what you're saying is it's not like you are this EV advocate or this EV fanatic who's really trying to push the EV agenda. Mm-hmm. In fact, the opposite, it could be true, where you feel that if an agenda is being pushed down your throat, it actually might make you take pause. And I think that that is the case for 80% of consumers out there, that we cannot shove sustainability down their throats. And not everyone is going to come to EVs for sustainability. Mm-hmm. People come to EVs for a variety of different reasons. And I think we've already seen like this first wave of, I mentioned the early adopters, so people that are really into tech, people who are have a more of a sustainability mindset. Like we pushed through that wave, and so now we're in this wave of people saying, why is there so much talk about EVs, and why are they really pushing this on me? And I think that look, I live in Austin, Texas, and Texas is an oil and gas state. So there are portions of certainly Austin that are very pro EV. But I would say that the mentality toward EVs is more skeptical here in Texas with majority of people. And some of that skepticism does come from the initiatives and the agendas of being pushed down people's throats. So I would say that, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but I would say that that is not going to work. That is going to work for the first wave, for people who already have bought in. But for people who haven't bought in and won't buy in because of that, we really got to sell cars. We really got to sell cars and sell trucks and these bikes, skaters, and skateboards and scooters like we would any other product. I mean, you can go out and buy an EV for similar reasons you're going to go out and buy a gas car. And there's also a lot of benefits of buying an EV. And we just have to be able to better communicate those. The problem is that you can't communicate those through a TV spot. And even through a piece of editorial, it's hard to communicate those because people have to experience it to get it. So I feel like that's what we're really doing well at Electrify Expo, is allowing these people who need to get those questions answered to feel like this is a no pressure environment. There's no sales pressure here. There's nobody trying to shove an agenda down your throat. Come and have some fun with the family. And then boom, you have fun with the family and you leave there and you're like, hey, I could probably go electric. And we've done our job. And that's what we're seeing and that's what we're doing. So.
Cool. Yeah. And I mean, this is, I think, similar outcomes. It's like my wife's been sending me for years, like, hey, here's this Tesla, so we can consider buying one. We both drive a plug-in hybrid from time, so we have some experience with electrification. But it wasn't until like recently we took a trip and through Turo just rented a Model 3 for the weekend and drove it around that she was able to see, well, there is a lot of really positive through that. We also saw, I do a lot of highway driving, and the noise performance of a Model 3 probably isn't what I want, but at the same time we walked away being like, yeah, we can see how this incorporates, like, we like this driving experience, we see how this incorporates into our life. Maybe this isn't the exact vehicle for a couple of reasons, but like that, and that's, I think we would have gotten to that place a lot faster if we, and probably even a better place, because what we don't know right now is, well, through that Turo experience we came with, hey, driving a Model 3 is cool, or having an EV was cool, we can see how this incorporates in. It's probably not a Model 3. We don't know what it actually is going to be. Whereas if she had attended one of these Electrify Expos, you probably could have had that leap of, well, no, here's some more positive experiences that we probably haven't even seen. And you can more closely see, well, here's a vehicle that might be even a better fit for what we're looking for.
Yeah, but both scenarios achieve the same thing in this case. Like, it was the experience that got her to really more seriously consider going electric. And yeah, maybe you weren't in the right car, but you got to experience this idea of what it means to drive electric. Because, you know, there are some immediate benefits that you get that you didn't realize as soon as you get into an electric car and you drive your first mile. I don't know what it is, because I'm a car guy, so I don't mind the rumble of a motor, of an engine. But driving an EV is so tranquil and so relaxing in comparison. And obviously that comes with it being so quiet that you don't really get that until you actually drive your first mile and you're like, wow, like I could I could probably hang out in this car a little bit longer than I thought. And a lot of people are spending a lot of time in their cars, you know, in traffic, mm-hmm. and these sorts of, if you're in a vehicle that's actually making it a more relaxing experience, it's a much more rewarding and enjoyable time in that car. So I'm glad that those experiences are there too. And, you know, you have companies like Hertz and Avis that are doing these big deals with electric car manufacturers and putting more EVs in their lineup. It's so much easier to go, like, if you're a business person and you're traveling, it's really easy to get into an EV. It's really easy, and you should try it. I know what you're used to. You're used to hopping in that midsize or that full size sedan, and you just check the box or the car's booked for you or whatever. Just try it. Just go electric once. You're going to experience something brand new, and it's going to allow you to kind of, I guess, more tangibly understand what we're talking about here on this recording. So super important.
Cool. Maybe last kind of open-ended question here is, so again, really appreciate it. It's cool work you're doing. It's cool. I don't know. Cool thing, seeing how you're thinking about this differently. I mean, the background and the experience focus, I think is the right approach for what you guys are trying to do and the kind of outcomes you're driving for, rather than having a tech focus or an auto show type, like. Yeah, it's really cool to hear how you've thought about this and how you've built the organization and all of that. But maybe the last kind of open-ended question, like, what do we miss here, or what are you hoping someone takes away from this conversation? Feel free also to more specifically plug the upcoming event in Austin too.
Well, I think there's a lot coming to the industry that we're really excited to allow people to check out and experience at Expo. You know, if you talk about the future of mobility, there's a lot of things that are happening in our industry that is just not quite ready. But, you know, you're going to see these things at Electrify Expo. You know, you're seeing the marine industry start to evolve and adapt, and that's been really interesting to see. We've had the electric surf boats at our festivals. We've had, you know, the electric bow rider boats, which have been very, very, very cool. But what we're also starting to see too is a lot of the eVTOL or electric aerial mobility craft that are coming and are looking at Electrify Expo to generate awareness about where the industry is headed. And that's pretty exciting. I think that as we grow into next year and we're at 8 stops, you know, the industry is starting to catch up. So, you know, one of our biggest challenges in 2021 was that even though we knew we weren't too early, we were too early for a lot of manufacturers. And even in 22 and parts of 22 and 23, we were a little early, but we're reaching, it's not necessarily a tipping point, but we're definitely getting a lot closer to the tipping point, which I think is going to happen in 25. But, you know, more manufacturers have ramped up and have some inventory that they need to move. They have products that they're launching. So it's a really good time for a festival like ours, because you have all of these new major reveals and major announcements, and people need to experience these products. So it's going to be a really fun place for people to experience things and see things that they haven't seen anywhere else. We've had major product reveals at Expo this year that you've never seen these cars and these products anywhere else in the country or in the world in some cases. So really cool place to check out tech. So if you're, you know, into tech, it is a great place to geek out for sure. So we do have Industry Day coming up November 10th at Circuit of the Americas. I don't want to timestamp this recording, but that is coming. And then the next 2 days in November 11th and 12th at Circuit of the Americas is for consumers. And then we will expect to be launching and revealing our 2024 schedule right around that time. So looking forward to going into new markets and more markets next year, and providing a great festival for not only consumers, but also for all these manufacturers to launch and promote and market their products.
Cool. Yeah, great to hear it again. VJ, really, really appreciate the time. Nice. Cool to see what you're doing. And yeah, wish you the best of luck. Hopefully I can make it to one of the expos sometime next year.
Let's get you out there, Brandon. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Well, there you have it. Hope you enjoyed that conversation with BJ Burtwell. So the biggest thing that stands out for me, right? BJ's coming at this from a very different perspective than I am. And that's not a problem. That's actually a good thing, right? So if everyone thought and acted exactly like me and the people who are coming at electrification and decarbonization from the perspective that I am, which is primarily a sustainability lens, we're not going to have the impact. We're not going to make the impact we're trying to make at the scale we're trying to make, right? So we need people who are able to identify and then also really share this messaging in a way that gets to the masses. And BJ's doing an awesome job doing that, right? His background in the event space, he knows a lot more about this than anyone with my background, right? And the events and the way he's putting this together. Again, he's not necessarily doing it because he cares about the sustainability of these vehicles, but he is providing a vehicle or a way for people to get exposed to vehicles that are likely more sustainable than what they're utilizing today in a way that's appealing and helps to sell and deploy these vehicles, which I think that's awesome. That's part of why I do this podcast. It's getting different perspectives. It's ultimately around this topic of how can we have a safer, more sustainable, more effective, and more accessible transportation ecosystem. And you can't just look at one perspective if you're going to do that. You need to be able to look at how we're going to actually get these vehicles adopted and in the hands of the people who are going to use them. So I'll leave it there for now. Awesome. I mean, check out the Electrify Expo if you can make it in 2023. If you're listening in 2024, 2025, whatever, I imagine they're still going forward. It's worth keeping an eye on. And yeah, as always, really appreciate you listening. And there's more to come next week. Thank you for listening to the Future of Mobility podcast, brought to you by Edison Manufacturing and Engineering. If you have a need for a trusted manufacturing partner for low volumes of highly complex products, then please visit us at edison-mfg.com or feel free to shoot me a note directly at brandon.bartnick@edison-mfg.com or visit my LinkedIn page, Brandon Bartnick. Edison specializes in build and assembly of highly complex products in annual volumes of 10 to tens of thousands, utilizing an agile and capital-light approach. If you're making an impact in the mobility space, we'd love to help. Until next time, thank you for listening to the Future of Mobility podcast.